Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking to relationship coach Amy Schoen. Amy is going to be teaching us today on the topic, how to identify and connect to the motivated to marry. So all you single men and women out there, stay tuned because we've got some information for you. So, Amy, right off the bat, I want to say welcome.
Hello.
All right. Awesome. Okay. All right. So let me tell you a little bit more about Amy. For over 14 years, Amy Schoen, a professional certified life and relationship coach, has helped marriage-minded men and women get off the dating merry-go-round and finally find their life partner. She also helps her clients build a loving, committed relationship that can lead to marriage if that's their goal. With proven Motivated to Marry Dating Secrets coaching program, Amy's clients discover what they truly want in a life partner, often finding their perfect match within 6 months to a year's time. That is awesome. Finally, how they can direct their energies towards being with their life partner, friends, and family, and enjoying their life pursuits. Amy is the author of Motivated to Marry, Now There's a Better Way to Dating and Relationships, Get It Right This Time, and How to Find and Keep Your Ideal Romantic Partner. She has been featured in many radio, TV, and newspaper articles on dating and relationships. Amy lives in the Washington, D.C. metro area with husband number 2 of 16 years and her 10-year-old son. Find out more about Amy, her services, programs, and her monthly Motivated to Marry podcast at www.motivatedtomarry.com. And also available on iTunes. Well, Amy, so thank you for agreeing to share your knowledge and expertise on this podcast. You're
and
welcome.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is great.
You're very welcome. You know, I love guests that has interesting topics, and this is a good one. So just so that we can get a feel and connect on a little personal level, can you tell us your journey to becoming a relationship coach? Did you have some personal interest in this topic, or it was just something that you wanted to give back?
I think we all, you know, we're fortunate. We're able to build upon our journey and our experiences. And for me, I mean, I was married at 25, and I went through a divorce in my mid-30s. And I never imagined that I would be in that situation. My parents were married for 40-plus years. My grandparents were married for over 70. So,
wow.
You know, the model was that you were married, you know, and I always thought I'd be married. I never imagined, you know, and it wasn't my choice, but that I would be in my mid-30s and divorced. So here I am getting back out there, and, you know, the loss of the dream, you know, I always thought I'd be married with 2.4 kids and, you know, living in the suburbs or whatever, you know, living, you know, the best life. And here I was struggling to meet a serious person for dating. And so I also, you know, got out there and started dating. And I actually worked with a coach when I turned 40. And that was, you know, he was very instrumental for me, helping me recognize that my husband was the one. And there are many reasons, you know, I was being very judgmental. I had a couple of blind spots, you know, and also, you know, some of the stuff from my past coming forward. So that was really helpful.
Yes. We all bring the baggage, right?
Right, exactly. So I got remarried at 42, and I met my husband, and it went pretty quickly. I mean, the whole motivated to marry model I'll explain pretty quickly. I mean, a little bit more later. And so then I decided, at the time I had a women's clothing store, that, you know, I wanted to start having a family, and it just wasn't conducive to a family life and to what I needed to do to have a child. So I closed the store, and I actually worked with a career coach who introduced me to life coaching. And
oh, wow.
I really...
That's great.
You know, yeah, and it really was great, and it was just the perfect thing for me at the time. I can work out of my house, I can manage, you know, with a family, and I also had to do some fertility work, actually 5 years of fertility work to have my son. So it allowed me the flexibility, and I love what I do. I'm really good at it, and I naturally fell into the relationship arena because of my history. And so I got certified. I actually, people started sending people to me and said, you know, can you help me? Because I had no trouble meeting people. It was meeting the right person. And so
are you
talking
with clients or dates?
When I was dating.
Okay,
you know, being an extroverted person, I don't have trouble meeting people. It's just meeting the person who would be a good partner for me was the struggle. And my clients come to me with different levels of struggle, and you know, we kind of sift through that. And so I decided to get trained and certified as a life coach because I didn't really want to mess with people's lives. There's so many people out there who are calling themselves coaches, and they don't have any training whatsoever. And that's a little nerve-wracking for me.
I know that, you know, I'm a certified coach as well. And, you know, I went through – actually, I'm a CPC certified coach. Mm-hmm. So I've got the middle certification. But yeah, you know, it is not an industry that you need a certification. You know, look at the top guy that's making millions of bucks, Tony Robbins. Not certified. You don't really need to be.
Right.
I guess you just have to have a hope that you're helping people. And you really cannot not help people because, you know, once you come into the conversation and you put some energy onto something and you have some goals or whatever, you know, so. But, yeah, I made sure I got my certification because, you know, I wanted, it makes you feel better about what you're doing. Yeah.
But we also trained and we have the skills.
Right.
And I'm right now working on making my program to certify other coaches to be motivated to marry coaches.
Okay.
And I really want them to have be certified coaches first to do that, my program.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to infuse the whole core competencies, whatever that means, right? But anyway, so, you know, there's a lot of training that goes into. I know you probably went through a lot, too. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and that's how I became a relationship coach. And I continue with my training and my learning. We have to keep up our continuing education. I've taken relationship courses and, you know, keep working on my skills.
Yes, all of those things you have to do. So, you know, as far as, you know, a little sidetrack on the coaching thing, I think what the being a certified coach in my training has helped me to do is help me to have this conversation as a because when I'm talking to my guests, you know, I'm listening deeply, I'm present, you know what I mean? I learned how to pick up on breadcrumbs and have a conversation. So it's almost the same as sitting down with someone in the coaching arena. So that's how it's helped me as far as this show goes. But, you know, I love your story as far as, yeah, you wanted to become self-employed. You wanted to help, you know, people and being in the retail field. Yes, I know. I tried retail for about 6 months, you know, when I was in between jobs. And, yes, that retail thing is brutal. My sister had a retail store, and she worked 14 hours a day, every day. So
I had a staff and everything. And, you know, it was a wonderful experience. I did it in my 30s. And, you know, I met some wonderful people, and you know, it really you work on your people skills when you're in retail.
Yeah. Well, that makes it great because, you know, I was doing retail for Office Depot in the business division. So you build relationships and, and that was part of the great thing because I also am a very people-oriented person. But so that's great. And, I'm glad that you were successful as far as having your son. And I like the fact that, you started off by telling, us about our dreams. You know, and it's great that you came into the marriage, thinking on building on your grandmother and your mom and thinking about, marriage. It doesn't happen these days. You know, people go into marriage and the first fight they have, they divorce because they know that that's their option. So I'm glad
it's really
that you,
being committed, right?
Yep, exactly.
And being on the same page and really being aligned. And that was helpful then when I brought my husband to my coach and we did coaching together. So I do coach couples as well. I don't do a lot of that. But I like to work with couples when they're forming their relationships and help them get on the right path. You know, what do you want to build together? I don't work with couples in crisis. I work with couples who are building a vision together.
Right. Well, again, that again has gone by the wayside because in the olden days you had to get premarital counseling. And you're right. It's good to set up. It's good to, understand the contract. It's good to understand who's doing what. And, I didn't have any of that, so I had to, I had to learn by error.
We had to go meet with a rabbi, but I don't know, there wasn't much there. We took a little test, and then we didn't even find out the results. And so, it really was my coach that helped us really get aligned and figure out that this could work.
Okay. So that's awesome. Love the story. Now, as a follow-up question to that, I know that we are going to be talking, or most of our content today is going to be on finding the motivated to marry, and I love that because I know you're going to be sharing some things that I'm going to learn, and some people, or some of our listeners are going to, learn from that. But I'm a firm believer of the fact that the right person shows up when you are ready. It's like the teacher doesn't show up until the student is ready. And I don't think that, we can attract the right person until we ourselves are the right person. So my next question, my first question is, what can you share with our listeners that are looking for somebody that's ready to marry as far as preparing themselves to be the person that someone wants to marry?
Well, as a life coach, I take a top-down approach with my clients, and we first look at what you want for your life. It's being clear about your life vision. I think you're going to probably do similar work. And then what I do that most coaches don't do is I go deep into the values, and there's a way for me to really kind of flush them out and pull them out. Because people think they know their values, but when they go through my process, they really kind of see, and they can see it, they verbalize it, their descriptions, and so it uses it like a homing device. But the whole process of doing this work gets you really ready and to meet that person. And that's why it doesn't take so long, because by the time they're ready, by the time they're putting themselves out, and meeting that person, and over 80% of my successfully coupled clients met their partners through online dating after they applied my process to it.
Okay.
There's a recognition, really, and that my clients are sifting and looking for those values and the goals, the similar goals. And I teach them and train them how to put that out, because I believe what you put out there is what you attract, kind of what you're saying.
Right.
And so it's really about shifting. I call it shifting the dating radar and really being clear about your goals, putting it out there that you are looking for marriage, because a lot of people are afraid to say something. I once went to I was able to be at a singles event, And I had my little clipboard. This is like when I first started, and I had my Motivated to Marry quiz. And I would go up to the women and say, or mostly women, and say, oh, do you want to take this quiz to see if you're motivated to marry? They looked at me with horror. And they're like, get away from me. Like, they did not want to seem, what, desperate? It's not desperate. It's being clear about your goals. And what I love about my clients who work with me, especially the women, is they become so empowered. And they like say, you know what? And they don't take crap from somebody, like anyone who's wishy-washy. And
right.
I train them to kind of watch out for those wishy-washy men who are like, well, maybe I'll get married someday. Maybe I'll have a family. Maybe. And
they're
it's
certainly
like,
not motivated.
They're not motivated.
You can't
they're
use
right.
that on them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And they're kind of like afraid to put it out there that they're marriage-minded because today it's like not cool. You know?
No, it's not, because it makes you feel needy and you feel that the men are going to run. You know, but there's a way to do it. Like you're teaching the women the right way to do it. The wrong way to do it is to go on a first date and start talking about buying houses and how many babies you're going to have and, you know, that kind of, at least I think so. But
the
way to do it.
Right kind of person. I say on a first date, there are three things that you really just need to pay attention to.
Okay.
Does the conversation flow? Do you not see any real apparent deal breakers or things that you know are not going to work for you? And then you're kind of somewhat attracted to him. Yeah, I mean, not like you know, like, oh, I can't even imagine kissing him. I mean, so you kind of like, oh, he's kind of cute. Then I would go on a second date or more because, you know, a couple. I mean, usually within 3 or 4 dates, you know whether somebody is going to. But I had a client, and she went out with this guy, and we had done this whole work. She met him online, New Year's Day, actually. And he was online for one day. But we had already worked and had her profile ready to go and everything like that. And she's like, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, but on paper, he looked great. And I'm like, just give it a little more time. I said, you know, some people are introverted, and they're kind of like, I call them like onions. You got to peel layers to get to the juicy part. And so she did give him, like, a couple more dates. And there was another guy who was, you know, kind of yanking her around, and she was more attracted to, but he wasn't really stepping up to the plate.
Right.
And she finally saw this guy, who he was, and she fell in love with him. And and they did get married.
Well, it doesn't always happen immediately. You know, I believe that one of the – I like what you say as far as somewhat attracted, because the ones that you're really attracted to, the playboys or the ones that really get your juices flowing, are not the right ones. And you go into these relationships because you are sexually attracted to the men, and then they don't have any of the other things in the background. So I like exactly what you say. You know, make sure the conversation is flowing, that you guys have something to talk about. You know, there's no obviously deal breakers, like he's not telling you he's married or something and he, you know, wants an affair or whatever deal breakers are.
Well, whatever and, it is. You know, it could be that he's a clutter, you know, clutter person or who knows, you know.
Right.
He treats, or he, you know, the rudeness is one of them. You know, you notice is how he treats the waitstaff.
Waiter and all that, right. Okay, so I like that, but I like the somewhat attracted because, yeah, some people are like, you know, meet their spouses or immediately and fall in love. I like those stories. Or some people, it takes them a while to get into it. And it just depends on who you are, right? Yes.
Exactly. So you know, and I know people who kind of fell in love with their best friends. You know, they had to kind of see them in a different light.
Yeah. Right.
You know, but there is a process. I mean, especially my clients come to me when they're usually, the women are in their mid to late 30s, and going into their 40s, and the men are pushing 40 going into their 50s.
Right.
That's for the, you know, the people who want families, where,
right.
you know, I do work with the divorce population. I also work with the widows and widowers, and I've had clients from, you know, late 20s all the way into their 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, you, once you, because society tells you, you know, I have a 29-year-old daughter, and I myself are saying to her, listen, you're going to be 30, you need to get married, and have, give me some grandchildren, stuff like that. But that's what society does. It's the rare person that's, you know, that is comfortable waiting until their mid-40s to get married, because once you push that 30 button, you're feeling that, hey, it's time, you know. You know, I'm like the Marianne person here. I've been married several times. I started at 17, so I'm not the right person to talk to about
well,
that. But yeah,
30 very good reasons not to get married till you're 30. So,
yeah, exactly. I mean, especially if you're a career person and all that stuff. But yeah, so what I'm trying to say though is society. You know, we've come a little longer way. In the olden days, you know, people want to get married at 21 as soon as they're out of, you know, college or whatever. But now it's getting a little later. And
Yeah, I just had a nephew who got married in his early 30s. I give him my blessing.
Yeah, that's the time to do it now, right? But all right, so awesome. Now, you know, we're throwing around the term motivated to marry. So since that is the topic of your book and that's the topic of your expertise, what do you mean by motivated? Because when I hear that, I'm thinking that somebody is ready to get married. But, I mean, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, you said that there's what does someone mean? So which tells me that there's something more to it than just somebody's ready to get married.
Yes, yeah, so it's a mindset, and it's thinking that you do want that as an end goal, and it's dating for purpose, with a purpose, basically. You know, it came to me when I was dating, and I was in my late 30s, and I'm standing, I was at a party, it was actually a happy hour, and I'm talking to this guy, and he's really cute, and he plays with a band, and he's going off to Europe for 6 months. And I'm kind of like a strategic maximizer, you know. So I'm looking, I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's not motivated. That's what popped up in my head. And it's like he's going off to play with a band. He's not looking to get married and have a family, which was my goal. So I had to find a way to kind of extricate myself from the conversation and try to move towards somebody, meet other men who might be motivated to marry.
Right.
So, you know, that's how that whole thing started. But what I started noticing was amongst my friends and now my clients, you know, people were meeting the people and getting married. And this is in, let's say, the late 30s, early 40s. Within 3 to 6 months, they were getting engaged and married within the year. And I just noticed a whole bunch of us going through that. And I just kind of, like, developed this whole time frame. I mean, there are time frames in my book based upon your age. Now, my nephew, who was in his early 30s when he met his wife, you know, they're young, and they're in New York, and, you know, they were dated for 2 years before they got engaged, and I thought that was terrific, you know, and it was the perfect timing, and everything's worked out great. But, you know, I mean, for me, when I met my husband, and I was, you know, also motivated to have a family, we were engaged within six months, and I was married within the year. And this is kind of like the model. But it is like a thinking, as it's dating for marriage. Dating for marriage is different than dating just to date. And when I do my workshops, you know, we do all the reasons why people are dating. We come out with 24 reasons. And I can say on one hand, like the committed relationship for a family, you know, the long-term partnership, you know, it, like, there are only like a couple of reasons, you know, for people who want a committed relationship that's going to lead to marriage. And like I said, I worked with a 70-year-old man, and he had been widowed, and he was motivated to marry. So just because, you know, I mean, there are a lot of the baby boomers, and I'm in that age group, they come to me and they say, Amy, I want to find a really committed long-term partnership. I'm not sure I want to get married. And marriage is a choice today. So, and I said, that's fine. You know, I'm happy to, you know, those are the goals you set. But I'm a real believer in being clear and honest with anyone you're dating about your intentions.
Yeah, for sure. And you're right. You know, if we're in the baby boomers, you know, I personally think that the focus there is, you know, companionship and having somebody to share your life with. And if the person wants to get married, then that's a bonus. But that's not really what the baby
and
boomers
a lot
are
of
very interested in. Right, yeah.
There's so many factors. Okay. There's the financial factors. There's the family relationship factors. So, you know, everything has to be taken into account. Yeah. I had a sister-in-law that was with the same guy for over 25 years, and they were married. But, you know, this was the second time around for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Excellent. All right. Well, we're off to a great start. Let's take our first break, and then we are going to come back and dive a little deeper into the characteristics of the motivated to marry. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Having trouble getting a merchant account? Need an international payment gateway? Rejected by another merchant account provider? No problem. iPay Total wants your business. Our high-risk merchant accounts allow you to accept all major credit and debit cards. Our Motto payment gateway allows accepting transactions on the phone. iPay Total delivers payment solutions and products to help grow your business. Contact us now for your payment processing at info@ipaytotal.com or visit ipaytotal.com. www.ipaytotal.com, your online payments provider.
If you would like to improve the quality of your life and don't have the budget to hire a coach, then I have an offer for you. Why not play the game of life and learn the skills to maneuver life situations? How many of you have played the game of Monopoly and learned the value of having property to collect rent? Well, Points of View is a leading company in the field of training for personal and business development. Points of View use games to explore significant life themes in a fun, unique, and powerful way. Games are designed for use by professionals, organizations, or individuals. The games are designed to help you look deep inside yourselves and the environment around you. It is a stimulating exploration that sharpens your senses and opens up new possibilities. So who can use Points of View games? Anyone wishing to reconnect and enhance communications with themselves and others. Anyone in search of fresh perspectives on dilemmas, relationships, and decision-making. Those seeking interchange and the opportunity to build new bridges. Points of View is a collection of various games. The coaching game features 65 associate cards that explore significant everyday themes. Punction fosters associate connections between photos, themes, and questions. These flexible combinations make it a fascinating tool, highly effective in dynamic therapy, coaching, and counseling. Faces is a powerful way to get to know ourselves through the observation of others. For more information or to purchase one or more of these games, head over to https://poy4all.com/transform, which is TRANSFORM. These games would make perfect Christmas gifts for someone that you love so that they can have coaching in a fun and exciting way. So, once again, that website is https
poy4all.com/transform.
Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking to Coach Amy Schoen. We are speaking about relationships and how to identify and connect to the motivated to marry. You know, in our last segment, we defined what motivated to marry means. And, you know, according to Coach Amy, it is the mindset of dating with a purpose, and the purpose is to get married. So as we start our second segment, I do want to know, and I'm sure you do as well, what are the characteristics of the motivated to marry, whether it's male or female? Amy, give us an example of, you know, when she was, you know, talking to someone that is, you know, career oriented and wanted to play in a band and travel the world and all that. That person is just looking for a hookup. That's not the person that you're looking for as far as to settle down with. Amy, so what are some of the characteristics of the motivated to marry dater?
Sure. Well, I have quite a few here, but I'm going to give you some highlights.
Okay.
One is that they not everybody, but you know, they want to have a family sooner than later. That's okay. A motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who, for if a woman looking for a man, I would say that he's secure in his, and stable in and financially stable in his career. Like everything else in his life is set. Except he's missing, the missing piece is the relationship piece. They tend to hate singles events and being single. They desire to have a steady companionship rather than stress of continually going out. And I would say more introverted people tend to be motivated to marry, like my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him the question, how do you like the dating world? So you're going to get two answers depending on the person's personality. So the extroverted person, if you ask me that question, I would probably say, oh, it's not so bad. I get to meet a lot of people, do some interesting things. I'm kind of getting tired of just this merry-go-round. You know, I'd like to get settled and meet that one special person. But the introvert would say, it sucks. I hate it. And get me out of here. Like, they want to just go on with their lives with their small group of friends.
And that makes it harder for them to meet people, too. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And that's why online dating has been phenomenal for my more introverted clients, because it's a one-to-one medium. And, you know, they can do it from the from home, you know, in their little, little room, wherever they are, and meet people that way and warm them up through conversation. And they're usually very good writers, you know, and eventually they have to get on the phone and have a conversation. I teach my clients this whole process. I actually have a course called the Successful Internet Dating Program. So, it's kind of funny. So, yeah, that's one of the other ones. What else do I have here? Just like me, you know, they have a good role models that their parents and their siblings are married, and they're kind of like the last one standing, and that's true of their friends. All their friends have gotten married. I've seen this. It's called the domino effect. And I remember one of my friends, he was in his late 30s, and his best friend got married. And then within the year, he got married.
Married, yes, yes, yes. Yep, so, especially if his best friend is happy. Yeah, you want some of that too. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, well, they're no longer available to play with, and, you know, I mean, now the socialization's around the family. But for women, it really is a lot of times if all their friends are getting married, they're having families, and they're feeling, like, left behind.
Well, I would think that women are always motivated to marry. Don't you agree?
No. There are a ton of women who are not.
Must be a new shift in the culture. So you're telling me that there's a lot of women?
And they're very educated. They're very work-focused.
Okay.
I had an organizer.
Right, okay. But they still want to get married.
No, she's in her 30s. She says she dates, but I don't see her being motivated. She's a friend of a friend. No. I mean, I see these guys. I've known them for years. Now, you have to be careful about being too judgmental, because I've known these guys, and I'm like, oh, you know, you go, he's a professional single guy, you know. You got to be careful, because every once in a while they meet that woman and they get married.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would never, you got to be careful about making assumptions about people. It is a timing issue with men.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But I do think that there are people who are, you know, marriage focused, and there are people who are not for one reason or another. I mean, I know a lot of single women in their 50s and 60s never married. And at this point in their lives, I don't think it's going to change.
Well, you know, my mom was married for like 40 years and got divorced, and she's 80. And I will tell you that, yeah, she would still be interested if someone comes along and say, hey, you know, you want to get married? Because, yeah, that's why I said that I don't know of any woman that I don't know personally, but I'm not a relationship coach, that wouldn't love to be married instead of dating and being the girlfriend. So,
well, I know a lot of people. my father passed away. My mother was in her 60s, and she will tell you she's been on like 30 plus, you know, like, you know, so many dates. But my mother is a type of person, and I love her to death, but she likes her life the way it is, and she likes her space the way it is. And you know what? A man would have to be really something special to you know, for her to change her life.
Yeah, right. But she's open to the relationships and somebody to do things with and whatever. Who wants to be alone? Yeah, so anyway, that's basically, you know, my idea of why relationships are so important, because they make us happy. And you're right.
And I do know people who have met people at all ages. Yeah. And my girlfriend's father remarried in his 80s. You know, I mean, it is all possible.
I've been seeing it. So, yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. All right. So now we've talked about, you gave us about four characteristics of the motivated to marry dater. And how many dates do you, I think you mentioned earlier that by the fourth or fifth date, you know, but you also
kind of know whether you want to see, you know, kind of go further. Now, I have a whole thing about when to be exclusive and what you need before you would be willing to be exclusive.
Well, go ahead, tell us about that. I think it's important to decide
that and design it for yourself. What would you feel comfortable with, you know, before you would be, what do you need to see in a relationship or dating someone before you would stop dating other people and just focus on this person? And in the motivated to marry model, I suggest that you kind of have to have the conversation about how long you're going to be in a relationship before expecting to go the next step. Mm-hmm. So when I met my husband, I mean, we were dating, it was about a month, and we decided we were going to stop dating other people. But I said to him, I said, you know, I'm not dating to date. I'm dating for the purpose of marriage and having a family. How about you? Now, some people can tell you what they hear, what you want to hear, but I got the gut sense that my husband was, you know, honest about what he wanted, and he said, me too. And I worked with a woman, her name was Karen. She's very open about, you know, working with me. And she was in a relationship with a guy she thought was going to be the one. And they were dating for 2 years. They weren't living together. And, you know, they were having a physical relationship, and they were dating, but they still, and she thought that, you know, they were going to lead to marriage. Well, through the coaching, I helped her have that conversation with him. And he goes, marriage? I'm not interested in getting married.
Wow,
this was an eye-opener for her. And so basically she had
now,
made
did he,
this.
Did he lead her along, or she just heard what she wanted to hear?
I think, you know, she was busy in her life. She was going to, she was working, she was getting a graduate degree. You know, it's all timing.
Okay.
So
all right.
But she hired me, and maybe she didn't feel like the relationship was progressing the way it should have.
Okay.
So I helped her have that conversation with him. He supported her and gave her, you know, we talked about how to do it. And she did, you know, the column on it, and then she finally heard what he's from. He's like, I like it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why should it change? And then she had to gain clarity in herself about what she wanted, and she said, I really want to commit a relationship, and I really want to be married. And, you know, the kid thing was, you know, a maybe. She was in her early 40s already.
Okay. So she walked away?
So then when she closed that door, it's funny, when you close one door, like you said, another door opens up.
Yep.
And so there was a guy who was admiring her at work. Well, anyway, after she broke up, she got her hair done. Her friends took her, you know, they went shopping. She really kind of did a little makeover. I mean, she was so cute and more empowered. And she's like, this guy, like, you know, stepped up and said, I'd like to, you know, and they went out. They were met at work, but they didn't work in the same area. And so they actually, you know, and they had lunch or whatever, and then next thing you know, he's asking her out. And she basically says, you know what, I'm not dating for the purpose of dating. And she was a very spiritual person, very religious. And she says, you know, I'm dating for the purpose of marriage. Now, he was just finishing up, I think he just got divorced or something like that, and he had two kids. And he says, no, I really want to get remarried. And I, you know, and they just had an instant connection. And, you know, it was amazing because when I went through her values list, he really just, like, fit it to the T.
See.
And so, you know, even though they didn't get married right away because there were some other things that had to be get through and accomplished, they did get married, you know. And she's on my website, and it's really nice. So you can see
Rob. I absolutely do love that phrase, you know, I'm dating with a purpose. I absolutely love that phrase because you can weed out so much without being, you know, intrusive or without being rude or anything. You're just saying what you're doing. And if the person is interested, they will say, you know, well, my purpose is just for companionship, or my purpose is just to find somebody to do things with. And it's absolutely.
I mean,
a great
I had
thing
the women
that, right?
who one of my my support. I have a whole network, but I use an organizer, and she was in her 60s, never married, and she's like, she said, oh, I went out with this guy, I'm going out with this guy, but they were opera buddies.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was go to the opera together, nothing else. You know, and she was an introverted person who wanted her space and things the way she needed it to be, and she really was not. Not everyone has the capacity to be in relationship. So that's one of the things I kind of work with my clients to help them really see who has that ability and capacity and desire and who really can't. I dated a lot of guys who are nice guys, but you know what? In the end of the day, they really didn't have what it took to be in relationship for the long term.
Yeah, or even in being a good relationship, because again, you can get married and live separate lives because somebody is always in their cave or whatever. So yeah, your work is great because it sets the tone for a great relationship, because the woman or the man understands their values, they understand what they're looking for up front. And normally when you put energy onto it, then that's what you would attract. So
it helps to
get connected and also helps to sustain during the long term.
I save people so much time and energy and from heartache.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
My goal is to get them off that dating merry-go-round.
Right.
My, you know, like I was on. I mean, it was like fortunately there were enough guys. I have a Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And I put out some stuff, and I like to see what people say. And you know, the big thing is like, you know, what's your challenge to find quality people for dating? Well, there's all sorts of reasons, you know, their challenges, and to hear what they're going through and they're so it's the Motivated to Marry Singles Facebook group. But, you know, I fund polls and stuff in my group as well. And you know, it's great to see the community and people sharing and supporting or bitching and moaning.
Well, you know, I have not dated a lot. I'm one of these people that just got married right away most times. But I will tell you that the single people that I know out there is the men are complaining they're not meeting any quality people. The women are complaining they're not meeting any quality people. And I find it so amazing that everybody's looking, but they're not hooking up properly. And that's probably why the online dating, as you're saying, it's taken off, because, you know, the science is connecting people on their values and what they want. And then all they have to do is put the piece together, as far as you called it a little bit of attraction, or we call it, what is it, the word I'm looking for? You call it when you're attracted to somebody.
Right.
Whatever. What's the word I'm
chemistry,
looking for?
Chemistry.
Right.
Right. They have to like the picture. I mean, the picture's the number one thing a guy looks
right.
at anyway.
Right.
But
right.
it really is. I really help people with their profiles and help them
right.
reorient it, and so that they're putting the right things out first, because we know,
right.
you know, people read the first paragraph and then they, you know, move on. So it's really
yeah, well, they look at the picture and they look at the first paragraph. Right.
Yeah, so they really need to come out with their goals and which values or who they are. And
right.
and so the person goes, wow, you know, I want to read more. And like I said, I have a really high success rate with my clients and their online dating process. Now,
well,
not all
good.
My clients meet that way. Some meet face-to-face. I have a very comprehensive dating plan. I'm kind of a mix, you know, I'm an East Coast coach. So I'm a
mm-hmm.
mix between the practical, you know, I have the MBA, the practical, mm-hmm. and the little bit of the woo-woo stuff that we learn in coaching school. So I'm a mixture of both, you know.
Well, it's the same way I do it, too. You know, so yes, yeah. The coaching is just basically a blueprint, and then you know, as coaches, we go on and adopt it in our own from what we've learned. Because you're right, you got to continue learning, and that's how we do it. So
yeah,
all right, let's.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, let's take our second break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're going to wrap up our show, and Amy's gonna tell you how you can get in touch with her. So stay tuned. Be right back.
Having trouble getting a merchant account? Need an international payment gateway? Rejected by another merchant account provider? No problem. iPay Total wants your business. Our high-risk merchant accounts allow you to accept all major credit and debit cards. Our Motto payment gateway allows accepting transactions on the phone. iPay Total delivers payment solutions and products to help grow your business. Contact us now for your payment processing at info@ipaytotal.com or visit ipaytotal.com. www.ipaytotal.com, your online payments provider.
If you would like to improve the quality of your life and don't have the budget to hire a coach, then I have an offer for you. Why not play the game of life and learn the skills to maneuver life situations? How many of you have played the game of Monopoly and learned the value of having property to collect rent? Well, Points of View is a leading company in the field of training for personal and business development. Points of View use games to explore significant life themes in a fun, unique, and powerful way. Games are designed for use by professionals, organizations, or individuals. The games are designed to help you look deep inside yourselves and the environment around you. It is a stimulating exploration that sharpens your senses and opens up new possibilities. So who can use Points of View games? Anyone wishing to reconnect and enhance communications with themselves and others. Anyone in search of fresh perspectives on dilemmas, relationships, and decision-making. those seeking interchange and the opportunity to build new bridges. Points of View is a collection of various games. The coaching game features 65 associate cards that explore significant everyday themes. Punction fosters associate connections between photos, themes, and questions. These flexible combinations make it a fascinating tool, highly effective in dynamic therapy, coaching, and counseling. Faces is a powerful way to get to know ourselves through the observation of others. For more information or to purchase one or more of these games, head over to https://poy4all.com/transform, which is TRANSFORM. These games would make perfect Christmas gifts for someone that you love so that they can have coaching in a fun and exciting way. So, once again, that website is https://poy4all.com/transform. Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Coach Marnie Young, and today we are talking to Coach Amy Schoen. And, Coach Amy has been talking to us about how to identify and connect to the motivated to marry. We had some good conversation on, dating with a purpose and some of the characteristics of someone that's motivated to marry. You know, Amy talked about having a family, financially stable, an introverted person that hates the singles events, and role models, whether it's their parents or their friends or, people that they hang around with that they like the institution of marriage and want to be in the institution of marriage. So as we conclude our show, I want to ask Amy to talk to us about the coaching programs that she has for someone who's motivated to marry. I know from our conversations that you help your clients set up their dating profile and understand their values, but you want to go into any specific details of the name of your programs?
Sure. So if you go to motivatedtomarry.com, there are the several ways to work with me. One is for those who really want to just kind of do it on themselves. I have a self-learning program I call a home study, the Motivated to Marry Dating Secrets Program, which is 8 modules, and it takes you through the Motivated to Marry process from all the stuff in terms of getting to know yourself better, your goals and your values, and which values to focus on, as well as your must-haves or deal-breakers and non-negotiables. So you really build a way to really sift through people quickly. But what I also do is I give you a lot of ideas about how to meet people. I give you my dating plan. And then I also help you to learn how to connect with that person and what to do once you do start dating and how do you decide who you're dating. And then once you're starting to date someone, we have the when to be exclusive piece. And then I have a whole sheet about dating expectations. When we go into relationships, we bring all our expectations into it. And that person's bringing all their expectations. And what I see is where the disconnect occurs is when people have different expectations. And I'm kind of like having my hands go one on top of the other. They're not meeting. They're going past each other. And so I have like 12 areas that I've identified of areas that we need to pay attention to in relationship and the conversations we need to have with our partners. And then I also give you some tools, some relationship tools. I have a written article on the test of time as long-term couples have lasted, and I have the relationship dating hurdles. What are the steps, that you need to get from dating to engagement? And so I really have a very complete package in terms of this. And my clients, I have had people who've done this on their own and done the self-learning program, and they have met their partners by really implementing. However, I also, when you do join this group, I do have twice a month coaching club calls where you get on to the call with me and the other people in the community, and you can ask me questions and clarify things. So I try to make myself available in a group setting for the people going through this program. Now, of course, I have one-on-one coaching. On the top end, I have my Diamond Coaching Client, which is a six-month program, where my clients who've done that package have had a great success. And I also review and edit their online profile when they do the Diamond Coaching Package. It's a very involved process for me. It takes me a couple hours outside of the coaching relationship. And so I only do that for my Diamond Coaching clients. However, some of my other clients do get access to my online program on internet dating, you know, the successful internet dating program. And so that I share my process of how I take the Motivated to Marry dating secrets and apply it to online dating. So, again, to help people. So I have VIP days. That means that somebody can schedule 3 hours with me or a six-hour day with me. I have people who have come in from out of town to D.C., and we've worked together for a couple of hours. So I try to, you know, develop a package that's going to work for that person based on their budget and their time frames and what their needs are. So it's very individualized in that respect.
Wow. And that is a nice program, a nice menu, and I'm glad that you have something for everybody, right? So depending on the budget, right up to the person that wants the hand-holding and the full coaching and things like that. So that is awesome. And
I do my Meet Your Mate this year in the beginning of the year with a dozen people going through my program together, but they also get 6 hours of coaching with me in that package. So, again, the best thing to do is to go to Talk with Coach Amy or Motivated to Marry, and we'll, you know, start, you know, I have a get-to-know-you form to just so I can know somebody and where they're come from places. And then they get access to my online scheduler. And then we have, I do complimentary Meet Your Mate sessions just so I get to know people and see whether, how I can support them and help them. And, you know, I'm very low-key. I'm no pressure because I believe it's a fit, and my clients are motivated, and they show up, and they're ready to do the work. And fortunately, I am, you know, busy enough, so I really want the right fit and to work with people individually.
Awesome. Well, listen, thank you so much for that that intro to your program. I know that if I was single, then I will definitely jump on that. Because you're right, you just waste so much time, you know. You can be wasting 5 years with a guy that's not motivated to marry or even get married and get a divorce like 6 months later because you just picked someone because you wanted to get married and you didn't go through this process. So this is you know, I see the value in this for sure. All right, so we're almost out of time, so I want to thank you for tuning in today to the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna radio show and podcast. The purpose of this program is to plant new beliefs and to inspire you to live your best life now and to live consciously and by design. You know, our topic today was about, you know, dating and marrying. So if you're consciously aware that that is what you want to do and you want to stop being in a merry-go-round and just, you know, moving from one date to the next, then maybe it's a time to, you know, to hire someone or even get some free information. I know that you didn't mention it, but I think, Amy, you also have a free ebook that, you know, they can, you know, download. So, yeah, get the help that you need. And think of this podcast of like an Inception, like the movie Inception, where, you know, you didn't think of something before you heard it here, or you might even think of it as Oprah's ahas. That's what I want to do. I want to bring you, you know, information or content every week that will allow you to think differently on some things, incubate some things in your mind, and then produce the wonderful transformation, which is why it's called the Transform Your Mind Show. Now, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, as this allows more people to enjoy this program. And, you know, there's no excuse, because I have it everywhere. It's on iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. It's everywhere. So you can listen at any one of those programs that you're most comfortable with. I also do a full transcript of this audio, so if you're just a reader, then you can just head over to my website, which is blog.myhelps.us, and not only there's going to be some links for, you know, some of the programs and, you know, my guests to get on their website, just in case you miss it, or and you can also, you know, read of our conversation. I want to thank Amy today for transforming our minds on the Motivated to Marry and online dating. I find that this was great information for the single man or woman who wants to date with a purpose. So, Amy, any closing words?
Oh, no, thank you so much for having me and for all the work that you do and providing such great, great information to your listeners. And, you know, I always say, if you can see your own inner magnificence, then others can see it too.
That's a beautiful way to say it, just to end the program. Well, listen, yes, on that note, I will say namaste. Until next time. Okay,